Good to be together again this morning. We are going to go, I invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. We are going to go to the Sermon on the Mount this morning. And the next beatitude that I have in, I've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount, the next beatitude is Blessed are the Peacemakers. And I worked on that for a while, but in the meantime, I had someone had made a comment. I'd overheard a comment. Well, actually, it was somebody I was listening to, I guess, but about the Lord's Prayer, and it was something that I had never thought about it that way before. So I'd gone and looked at it, and I had just really been struck by looking at the Lord's Prayer, and I just felt like it was really open to me. So as I was looking at the Beatitudes, whatever, this just kept coming, and the more I thought, the more I meditated and prayed, I just really felt like we're going to jump ahead a little bit. So I'd like for you to turn to Matthew 6, verse 9, and we're going to read maybe as familiar a passage of Scripture as there is in the Scripture. Most of us could say this by heart, I'm sure. I want to read 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I want to go back down through this, and I want to take it sometimes word by word, sometimes phrase by phrase. We're going to look at this a little bit. But he starts with, after this manner, therefore. What is it therefore? When you see a therefore, what is it therefore? So let's back up to verses 5 through 8. Verses 5 through 8. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. All of this is Jesus speaking. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. If you think about it, when Elijah was on Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal, they cut themselves, they jumped on the altar, they screamed, they chanted, they did all of these things, hoping that they would be heard. The heathen think they will be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of, before ye ask him. So pray something like this. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. So that's what the therefore is for. Now, we're going to go into the prayer. Our Father. And it says, Our Father, not My Father. Our Father. I wonder if Christ was here again telling them to be careful, that they don't get distracted, don't start focusing on who's going to be greatest in the kingdom. Who's going to be superior to another? This is our Father. It is important. It is absolutely essential that we have a personal faith. But we must always realize that we are dependent upon each other as well. We are fellows. We are family. We live in brotherhood. God loved the world. Now, you as an individual are part of that. But God loved the world. He gave His Son to redeem all of mankind. In Romans, He tells us that just as Adam sinned, just as when Adam sinned, the entire human race was plunged into sin by one man's sin, even so, Christ, by His righteousness, redeemed all men back to Himself and gave us all the right to come. Revelation 22:17 says, And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The Spirit and the Bride. Who is the Bride? the church. It's us. It's that's plural. The bride is more than one person. And the bride says, the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Join the voice. Join the voice of the bride that is calling, come. So as we are called, as the Spirit and the church call us, we join that call to others. And whomsoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Christ loves the church. He died for the church. And all who are his are part of something much larger than themselves. He is our Father. So there we emphasize our. He is our Father. And now I want to emphasize Father. He is our Father. We have a heavenly Father, is a song that we sing. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Turn to James 1:27. We're going to be coming back to this passage in Matthew a number of times here, so don't lose that spot. But turn to James 1:27, and here we see a little bit of the heart of God.